When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, it's always exciting when the Breeders' Cup rolls around as we get ready to turn to November tomorrow. And it's time for the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar in SoCal. And the Surf and Turf Special, it is a magnificent spot. It's time to hook up with our good friend. It's me, Gino B. Gino Bacola from the Daily Racing Form to set us up with everything that's going down Friday and Saturday at Del Mar.
Yeah, when we think about championship events in sports, right, we just saw the World Series, we think about baseball, we think about basketball, the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup, in hockey, in football, the Super Bowl. That's what the Breeders' Cup is for horse racing. 2 days, championship races, 14 races. So it's kind of like a track meet, Scott, where we have different divisions of horses. You have the young horses that are sprinters. You have the young horses that want to go a little bit longer. You'll have the girls, the best of the girls in the distaff. You'll have the boys in the classic, the best of the boys, the young in the juvenile. So it is really cool if you're a sports fan and you've ever been out to a track meet where you get to see everybody line up against the best and go at it. That's what the Breeders' Cup is. We have, it kind of reminds me a little bit of March Madness too, because you have qualifying races all over the country and actually all over the world. So you really do get the best of the horses from the West versus the best from the East versus the best from the Midwest. It's really, really cool. And man, like, you know, Southern California, like, the best place to go and play the ponies and have a party is at Del Mar. And so that's what we're going to be doing over the next few days at Del Mar.
You know what I did? Like, I've been to the Breeders' Cup several times, and I thought the best one I ever went to was at Churchill Downs. Like, I thought, like, going to it there, it was better than going to the Kentucky Derby there.
The bigger venues are so great on the big days like that. Churchill is so massive. Belmont's another place. They're doing a lot of renovations over there right now. Del Mar is kind of the opposite. It's unique. It's a small town, like, town area. There's not a lot of space kind of coming in and out. So it's going to be really crowded. And of course, it never rains in Southern California. It's actually supposed to rain on Saturday, which would be hilarious because one of the main reasons they have the Breeders' Cup out on the West Coast so often is to stay away from the rain. If you were to have it right now at this time of the year anywhere else, you would have the possibility of there being rain if you were running in Saratoga or if you were running at Churchill Downs. So they try to keep it out west so that way it won't rain. And of course, this week it might rain.
Minute. You're telling me that it's going to rain on Saturday all day?
Like 70% on Saturday. Friday's not supposed to be quite yet, but I think a little early and late on Saturday. So fingers crossed, it's still Thursday right now. We have a couple days. But you know what, Scotty? If we're making money, they're not going to rain on my parade. they're not going to rain on my parade. I don't care what the weather is like, as long as I'm making some Skrilla, as long as I'm making some cash. So let's get on into it. We have a couple plays for you for Friday and a couple plays for you for Saturday. Over on Friday, we're going to look at the juvenile fillies. So I was going to say, I was going to say something about a young girl. I felt like that would get me in trouble with you and me, Scotty. So the fillies, the young girls here, Lakara is the horse that I'm going to play. She's 12-1. What I like about her in this spot, Scott, she's versatile. She's a horse who's actually shown some speed, but she has shown that if she has a bad start, if something happens at the beginning, she can overcome that. And that's what I like with these young horses, because they've shown me different dimensions. Horses that are just really fast, I get worried about playing them when they face better horses, because everybody else has speed and they're just kind of used to beating up on horses that they're better than. In this juvenile fillies, we're going to go to Lakara because she has some versatility. And this might be a horse that we could see in the Kentucky Oaks next year. Lakara at 12-1.
All right, what about the ninth race, the juvenile?
Yeah, what's really fun about this one might be a Kentucky Derby horse next year. So these are the horses that we're watching. They're 2 years old right now, and next year there will be three trying to run in the Derby, in the Preakness, in the Belmont, and in those races. I'm going to look to the number five, Jonathan's Way. It seems like there is a lot of early speed in this race. If you're looking at the pace projector on the graphic that we've shown, it says fast early pace up there. You can see the one, the five, the two, the four, the six, they're all in the mix. Jonathan's Way is really fast, but he also can sit off the pace. So that's the key for him in this race. What type of tactics will they choose? I think he went to the lead last time because that was what was best suited for that particular field. There wasn't as much speed in there. This race, they're going to be going a lot faster early. So I think he's going to take back. He's going to try to make one late run, and he's going to get the jump on the number 10, Chancellor McPatrick. So 4.5-1 on Jonathan's Way. That'll be our two plays for Friday.
All right, let's go to Saturday and start with the turf race, number 7.
Yeah, I love this horse, Scott. This might be my favorite one all weekend long. I played Shahryar last year because last year I was at Santa Anita in the mornings and I got an opportunity to watch these horses work out in the mornings all of the days leading up to the Breeders' Cup. Shahryar is a Japanese bred, so this is a horse who I hadn't seen all that much. And I could not believe how he stood out to me on track. When you go to watch any good athlete warm up or exercise, it's like you're watching Steph Curry in the warmups. You know what's good when they're good. You can see it. And when you watch good horses out on the track, they exude confidence. Like, they look you in the eyes. They're trying to tell you, like, I know what's up. I'm a horse. I'm here on the track. It's workout time. Later, I'm going to come run and I'm going to come win. I felt like that when you're watching Shahryar. Right. He had trouble when he finished third in the Breeders' Cup turf last year. That was a way tougher race. I think he's coming into this race off of a nice prep to send him here. 10, probably going to be about 10-1 when it's all said and done. I think he'll get bet. That's perfect for us. We like Shahryar, one of our best bets of the weekend at a really big price in the seventh.
All right, the seventh race, the turf, is the three-horse Shahryar at 10-1 right now. See if it changes by Saturday. All right, the classic, the eighth race. Who are you going with here?
Yeah, we know a lot of these names. We know Fierceness, who has been a really good three-year-old all year long. Sierra Leone, who was the runner-up in the Kentucky Derby. I'm going to go to the number one, Forever Young. I think there are a couple different songs I could sing to you on this one, Scott, if we wanted to say Forever Young, but I'll keep the folks out there. They probably heard me singing enough yesterday. You guys have had about 15 hours of Gino on the shows this weekend, so I think everyone's a little done with my voice. But Forever Young is, in my opinion, the horse in this race that has the highest upside. So if everybody were to run their best race, I think Forever Young is best, and he's 6-1. Probably will be more like 4-1, I think, when it's all said and done, and that's fine. That's where he should have been. But this is a horse who is 6-7, Scott. His only loss came when he was third in the Kentucky Derby, and the reason why he was third in the Derby and didn't win was because when they were closing, Sierra Leone was leaning in on him, was bumping him, was getting up all over him. So I think with a smoother trip, Forever Young, very, very interesting there. And that's the main event. What they've done this year too, Scott, they put the Breeders' Cup Classic in the middle of the day because that way it's more prime time for TV. And what it does is it starts the late wagers. So if you want to play like a late pick five, it actually starts with the Classic and goes races 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. If you play early races, they end with the Classic. So that's the really important race that you want to make sure you're right about on Saturday.
Wow, it's interesting that two of the biggest races on Saturday is going with Japanese horses back-to-back there in the seventh and eighth race.
Because they brought in 19 horses this year, the most they've ever brought from Japan. A lot of it has to do with the Japanese horse racing industry. They're just very, very smart. They're ahead of the game. They breed horses very sound and really well from the bottom up. And they've taken a couple American stallions and done great work with them out there. So a lot of these horses that are like Japanese horses or have been running in Japan, they're actually bred to run well in the U.S. And, you know, Forever Young is one of them who could be a winner in the Classic.
All right, let's go to the last one. The ninth race, the Filly and Mare Turf.
Full Count Felicia, she is fast, and there is no other speed in this race, Scotty. She's going to do what they all want to do, wave bye, Felicia, at 12-1.
Great job, Gino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so we start week 9 of Pain Day tonight at Jet Life. You got the Texans and Jets on the Thursday Nighter on Prime.
We certainly do as we transition now. Week number 9, Pain Day, NFL, on a Halloween night in the swamp at the Meadowlands. Two teams going in opposite directions, right? The Texans are 6-2. The Jets are 2-6. As they get ready for the home crowd here. Of course, you're going to start with, why not? Aaron Rodgers, what's he saying before this game, Scotty? Well, I mean, we're 2-6. There's only one thing that we could focus on, trying to win a game.
At 2-6, Aaron, what is your frame of mind right now?
It's got to win, baby.
What message would you have for your fan base?
Just smile, show up, trust, believe, and root us on as hard as you can. We need that noise, and we're trying to rectify this as quickly as possible. I know it's been frustrating for everybody, but still a lot of season left.
I know you'd rather be in a different spot, but, you know, when you got hurt, you said you love people who doubt you and stuff like that. Like, right now, you know that's what's going on. Do you like this challenge? Although, like I said, I know you'd rather be the other way, 6-2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. And the way the season is and the way this game is, we're a couple of plays from 4-4, a couple more from 5-3, a couple more from 6-2.
This guy blowing stuff, honestly. Listen to him.
Backs against the wall, and we got to make some plays and win some games.
And you thought I was painful. I mean, honestly, like this guy, I mean, I can't even take it. Like, I just can't even listen to him anymore with all of his rhetoric, honestly. Like, what is there to say about this team is so awful. It is amazing to me. What I cannot figure out, I don't think anyone can, how in the F are they favored? I don't care who's injured. I don't care who's playing. I don't care where it is. I don't care what the temperature is. I don't care if it's for Halloween or if it was Christmas. Now, it's got to be the Jets, right? Because this game just sounds so fixed to me, it's not even funny. How are they favored over a 6-2 team that is kicking everyone's ass every time they play? I mean, honestly.
I can't explain it to you other than the fact that, like you said, the game's fixed. That's really the only thing that I can go with in order to do that. As of right now, they're now – forget the one – I think I told you it was 1.5 yesterday – Jets are 2.5 now, a couple of hours.
And they have backup safeties playing. Both of their safeties are out. I mean, can you even make this up that they're favored in this game?
42.5 is the total. I think the Jets suck. I really do. I think the Texans are a much better football team than the New York Jets. This stinks. The smell on this. Like, you know how bad it smells when you drive, like, through Staten Island, like, if you're going to cross over that outer bridge or, like, get over to Jersey. And go. This smell, you could smell this game so bad from this far away. I don't want anything to do with this. I'm going to play my touchdowns, and I'll root for that. I can't there, because the Jets are probably going to win looking at that number. That number says the Jets are going to win tonight.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
I hate the Jets. Okay, so getting me to put money, fork money over to bet on him. I know sharps that are betting on him. I know people that are betting on the Jets tonight like they were 6-2, as if they were 6-2. And listen, yep. Let's be clear here. If they lose this game, I already think their season's over. It's already over at 2-6, in my opinion. What are they going to do? You really think they're going to win, what, 8 games in a row? It's not happening. So if they lose this game, what are they going to say? If they go to 2-7, are they still going to send this guy out there to do interviews about there's a lot of season left and everybody needs to keep cheering us on? Like, everyone needs to be positive and cheer us on. Did you hear this guy talking? Like, how can you cheer on this? It's a lobotomy watching the Jets. It's like having a lobotomy. Honestly, they lose every game they play. Now tonight, they're going to beat one of the best teams in the NFL. I mean, you can't even make it up. Like, it's got to be something. You know what it is? It's a razor blade in the candy on Halloween. That's what it is. Remember when you get the creep that sends the poison candy around? You know, they're always looking for who did it? Who put the razor blades in the Snickers bar? It's got to be the Jets. Honestly.
I got to take the kids out later to trick or treat. Like, let's not talk about nobody
doing
that.
They're not watching me right now. They're already on their third sleeping bag full of candy.
I can't have it. I can't have it. So I will go after some touchdowns tonight in lieu of all of this nonsense with this line. Here's what I've got for you this evening as far as the tutties. I'm still stunned that Adams hasn't scored yet with how much this guy forces him the ball. And it's his boy. So we're going to try one more time tonight, and we're going to actually make it a first study. Rodgers to Adams, first touchdown tonight, 8-1. Play it anytime as well at +150. It's probably worth doing. Tank Dell, +200 for the Texans. And they got no Nico Collins. They got no Diggs. Somebody else has to catch the ball, right, for them?
Hey.
So why don't we go with Mechie? I was surprised. +500 for Mechie tonight, and he's really their second wide receiver after Dell. So Dell and Mechie, both the wide receivers I'm going to go with, Scotty.
Fair enough. Let's go. I hope they all hit. I got to tell you, it's hard for me to get into it after last night. Like, I want to watch a scary movie or something. I just can't get into sports. Now, I'm going to some Halloween party. When the show's over. Now, there's potential, from what I'm hearing, there's potential for this thing to go late into the evening, and there's a lot of food and booze. So who needs a Jets game when I got food and booze and hot women, 34C and all her hot friends going to be drinking and you know, causing trouble at a party, like some kind of, what do they call them, costume parties? Like, I'm showing up with a big old tumbler full of rum. There's my costume. I'll be a pirate. That's what I'll be when people say, what are you, Pharrell? I'm a pirate. I got my jug of rum. That's what I got for you.
Can you imagine being a Jet fan and going to that game tonight?
No.
2-6 on a Thursday night Halloween against,
that
I mean,
lot.
That is.
I'd rather be in jail.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, I voted today, Carver High. What a thrill that was for me to
Did
go
you?
Vote. I voted
Did you
early.
Get your sticker?
Well,
your sticker?
No, I passed on the Femi sticker after I stood there for an hour to vote for people I hate. I hate all politicians. I hate politics. I like sports, okay? So, you know, my neighbor is running, and she said to me the other day, did I tell you the story at the dump? She says to me, are you voting for me? I said, I hate all politicians. She said, you hate me? I said, I don't hate you. I said, I hate all politicians. She's like, what's your problem? I'm like, I just hate politics. I mean, does that make me a bad person? And then when I drove past her, when I was leaving, I go, if it makes you feel any better, I'm a Democrat. And she was very excited to hear that. But I don't like them either. Okay, so I don't like anybody. I don't like anybody that does it. And I got to tell you, the commercials that run for the last year, every single minute of the day, I want to literally hang myself. Like literally, like upside down, like a cartel off a bridge with the commercials that run all day, every day, brainwashing people. There's nothing worse. And I stood there for an hour today to do this stupid vote. And you heard me, stupid.
An hour.
And an hour. And the Yankees lost. So the whole time I was there and they said, no phone. So I just stood there angry for an hour. I was angry for an hour.
Yep. I always like the Brewster's Millions way. None of the above. You know, Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor. None of the above when he ran for mayor of New York. That's usually the way that I like to look at things. I would not wait an hour. I would come back. I know that's not feasible sometimes, but
I did vote for the chick, though. And my buddy, now listen. So my buddy is running, and he's on, like, the other ticket, and then she's on the other ticket. So what I did was I picked her and him. Two opposites for the seats so that they would hate each other's guts. I put them together.
Well, now at least when you see them, you can tell them both that you voted for them.
I'm going to see her at a party tonight, and I'm going to throw a drink in her face. See how she likes that.
There is more football in the swamp this weekend. The Jets are home tonight, but the Giants are home on Sunday. They will have the Washington football team, now known as, but won't always be known as, the Commanders coming in. We saw it on the offseason Hard Knocks. Brian Daboll loves Jaden Daniels. He wishes that he didn't play Tommy DeVito last year and actually kept losing games. And maybe he would be the quarterback of the Giants right now. But instead, he's the quarterback in Washington. He's looking, probably not looking forward to facing him, but man, he loves this guy.
Well, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league already.
Mr. Ozempic here.
Great vision. He can throw the ball in any area he needs to throw it. He can throw it under pressure. He can escape, make plays with his feet. He can escape, make plays with his arms. He's got good command, which we knew. He was a smart guy when we spoke with him. He's playing really well at a high level. And you can tell there's a lot of confidence in him. He has a lot of yards per attempt, 8.5, which is really good. Makes good decisions. He does a lot of good things. Yeah.
Can you even imagine? I'm sitting here listening to this guy. His quarterback can't get out of his own way, but he's sitting here like painting this picture of this other guy like he would kill, he'd sell his children to have him as his quarterback and not Daniel Jones. I mean, honestly, like they gave Jones all this money and he's just unable to get it done ever. And this guy, Daniels, has been around for 5 minutes and he's already thrown Hail Marys. I mean, honestly.
It's amazing. It really has. And that's just sometimes the luck of the draw, right? Some years you suck and there's guys that you fall into that end up being great. Some years you suck and, you know, you get Zach Wilson or Trey Lance or one of those guys. It's just, it is such a crapshoot. When you draft these quarterbacks, and the Giants will be right back in that pool next year. You'll be right back involved with doing that. As far as this Sunday goes, the Washington Commanders will be there, and they are 3.5-point road favorites against the G-Men Big Blue with a 44.5 total.
I mean, honestly, like, the Giants are so desperate for a win that I actually think they're going to be in this game. Like, I don't believe in anything in the NFL. Like, just with, like, tonight, like, it smells like a dank fish. So, like, I feel like this game's another one. You think it's automatic because of Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, and I'll bet the Giants beat them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wow, I'm watching the Packers practicing in the snow. It's already like snowing up there at Green Bay at Lambeau near their practice facility. I'm watching them practice. Oh, what could be worse? It's 80 degrees in New York City for Halloween. Like, it's going to be like 75 degrees at that football game tonight. It's literally hot outside in New York. It's crazy. Like, you can't even make it up. Like, I've never seen anything like, have you ever seen 80 degrees on Halloween in your life?
No, I have not. 80 degrees, and there hasn't been a drop of rain in like 6 weeks either.
2 months.
Like, there hasn't. 2 months, no rain. That's what we've been dealing with. And now it's 80 degrees on Halloween.
I would like never to see rain ever again. Ever. Like, literally forever. And I don't, as you know, care about lakes, rivers, and streams. I'm not Mr. Outdoorsman. So, like, when they always say that the, you know, out west, that the basins are, you know, Lake Havasu and all the rest of them.
Yeah.
And the dam, the Hoover Dam, that the water's low. Like, yeah, I don't care at all. Like, can you imagine in Las Vegas with all the hotels and people flushing toilets and taking showers in Vegas that they're worried about water? Remember when they tell you, save your towel for the next day and hang, yeah, sure. Okay, thanks so much. Don't care if it rains ever again in New York City. I hope it's sunny every day until hell freezes over. How's that sound?
Well, unlike most trips that the Miami Dolphins take to Buffalo, which is usually in the snow and in the cold late in the year, this year they will get some of the nice weather that we have been seeing. That's right, as Miami heads north to take on the Buffalo Bills. I got Tua for you today. I got to tell you, Tua this year in these press conferences, he's had like a little bit more of a, I guess you want to call it like a little bite to him. Like, he's got like a little bit of like a get off my lawn type of sense. Even that one he did when he came back from the concussion, I don't care, I'm gonna play. Here he is yesterday being asked about some the botched snap last week, of course, the turnover, all sorts of stuff that happened with him in the center, and he basically says, shut up, you don't play the game, I do.
Sure, it's as simple as catching the ball in the gun, but I would say I'm a pretty good shortstop guy. I have pretty good vision, I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball too. You've seen it wasn't Brew's best, and Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, it's not as easy as what it looked like sitting down on your couch eating chips.
Yeah, whoa. Listen, I got to tell you, I mean, eat Orville Redenbacher popcorn, son, and you guys suck. What are you, 2-6? Honestly, like, how bad are they? Like, I don't want to hear it. I'm not listening to this kid with all of his concussions and all of his nonsense. They don't win. He don't win. That's it. You're not winning. You are what you are. They don't win ever. They're going to lose this week, too.
They are going to lose this week. That's because they're going to Buffalo to see the Bills, who are 5.5-point favorite, and the total's 48.5. The Bills also are going to get Von Miller back. Of course, he had a 4-game suspension. And he feels he's in a great spot after his return. Why not? He got 4 weeks off. What do you call it when they get suspended and they go away for 4 weeks?
A vacation. Hopefully he's not beating anyone up, you know, like, you know, family, women. You know what I mean? Like, I can't keep track of all of his abuse allegations and everything else. Like, it must be nice to get a vacation for that. He got a month off to, maybe he found the Lord. And now he's not going to beat on any family members anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, like, he also said.
Maybe he's found God.
He said, when he talked about it yesterday, he goes, I don't have to talk about this anymore. I don't have to address this anymore. So it's all in the rear view for Von, moving forward. Unbelievable. It really is. The Colts, of course, are going to be in Minnesota on Sunday night for Sunday Night Football. We played you Steichen yesterday. Or the other day, about how he's going to switch to Flacco as the starting quarterback. That is news, of course, to Anthony Richardson, as he seemed, I guess you could call it, Scotty, a little miffed as to why he's not going to.
Shane made the decision to switch quarterbacks. How did he explain it to you? Like, why was the decision made? How did he explain that to you?
He just told me that they were going to go with Joe, you know, and that was that. And, you know, I just had to, you know, just take that information.
I think he looks like Clark Kent.
Did he explain why?
No, not necessarily.
No, yeah, not listen. Necessarily. Yeah.
Okay. He got benched because he sucks. Like, let's stop with all this, you know, he's such a great athlete. Well, if he's such a great athlete, how come every time he falls down, he gets injured? I mean, this guy's like, he's glass. He's peanut brittle. and he's always got something wrong with him. Knees, hips. He's 22 years old. He quit in the middle of a game and said, I'm tired. I need to go rest on the sideline and get me a drink. Like, why am I getting benched? How stupid are you, bro? You quit in the middle of an NFL game and you're the starting quarterback. You're 22 years old and you quit. Like, I'm 60 and I play basketball. I never quit. Like, I show up and play every day. Like, who quits in the middle of a game? Yeah. I'm tired. But do you see him? He tapped out. Like,
tapped
what
head.
Is this?
Tapped
what
the
is
helmet.
This? The UFC? This guy taps out. Like, he wonders why he's been benched. Like, how dumb are you, bro? Honestly.
Yeah. I don't disagree. They're getting 5.5 in Minnesota. 46.5 now is the total. I told you I like this over. I think they get whacked, but I also think Flacco scores a couple points. So I'm in for that over. On the 46.5 with both of those teams coming up on Sunday. Big game on the slate would be the Packers and the Lions in Lambeau. A big NFC North battle. Of course, the question is, will Jordan Love be out there for the Packers? He says, Scotty, realistic chance.
Definitely feeling better. I think every day there will be some improvements to it, but definitely feels better than it did on Sunday.
With that said, you obviously want to play. How realistic is it that you can be out there Sunday?
I think it's realistic.
How comfortable would you be playing on no practice if that's the route you guys go?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not practicing during the week is not the ideal format for trying to play a game, but like I said, things happen, so if that's a scenario, I know I'll be fine, but definitely it's not the ideal scenario for going into a big week.
Well, there you go. So look, what do you think, Carver High? He says he's going to play. He's fine. He has the groin, blah, 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 blah. But they're playing, I think, the best team in, frankly, certainly the NFC, and I think they may very well be the best team in the NFL. Look, the Chiefs are winning ugly. Fair enough, they're 7-0, winning ugly. This Detroit team's kicking people's asses.
They are absolutely smashing everybody. Now, Detroit's beaten Green Bay 4 of their last 5 meetings. With this news, and listening to him there, I think he's playing, honestly. He sounds like somebody who's going to play on Sunday, which is, I think, partially why we've seen this now go from 3.5 to 2.5. So 2.5 for the Lions. I've got here on a Thursday afternoon with a 48.5 total. I still like the Lions. Still like.
Yeah, me too. There's nothing else to say. They're better.
There really isn't much else to say, that's for sure. You sent me the Derrick Henry numbers. He leads the NFL with 946 rushing yards. That is through 8 weeks. Barkley is the next closest with 766. So he's got an almost 200-yard lead on the next guy. Pretty good for somebody who everyone said was washed. That's pretty good for Derrick Henry, considering he was washed.
I've never once thought he was washed at all. I think he's a badass. He was and is.
Was and is. The Ravens are one of the teams that are actually big favorites this week. I'll do this when we come back because we're going to run out of time with that. I've got numbers for you on some of the big favorites. I've got to do our best and worst against the spread after 8 weeks. Lots of other NFL stuff to do as we move along.
Yeah, and everyone's so excited to watch Bryce Young play again this week and lose.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so what is this about big dogs, Carver High? I have a big
well,
dog.
Well, if you remember, early in the season, you do have a big dog with Boston over there. Early in the season, underdogs of 6 or more points were absolutely on fire. They're still hitting at a 68% clip so far this season, 21-10-2, but just 5-8-1 the last 3 weeks. So the big favorites are starting to cover some ground. You got a lot this week. Raiders, Panthers, Broncos. Dolphins actually don't qualify anymore because they fell to 5.5. Jags and the Bucks. So lots of spreads of 6 or more this week.
Wow. A couple of those there at the bottom of that list looked relatively intriguing to me. Like, do you remember when Baker Mayfield, didn't he play a big game at Arrowhead once and gave the Chiefs all they could handle?
Sure did. With the Browns
maybe he likes that kind of challenge. I liked that one that I saw. I think it was the bottom of your list. The last two games, I forget what the other one was. But
Jags at Philly was the other one.
Was that the second to last one, the Jags at Philly?
Yes, it was. So yeah, not that one. Maybe the Broncos with the 9.5 in Baltimore. Broncos 9.5 in Baltimore might have been the other.
Yeah,
one,
I think you know that one's live for me a little bit, to be honest with you, and none of the other ones. Although I think the Raiders might cover against the Bears because the Raiders seem to cover every week. They never win, but they cover.
They do that. Speaking of bad teams, the Panthers are going to start Bryce Young again this week. Against the Saints, even though Andy Dalton's healthy, they're going to keep going back with their number one overall pick from last year. God bless and good luck to Carolina. They'll be playing the Saints, as we mentioned, and they're expected to get Derek Carr back, although he did say that he's not a savior, Scotty. He's right about that. He's not a savior for the Saints season. I don't expect him to be.
Yeah, look, I always thought that Derek Carr was Jesus. So, I mean, it's really catching me off guard here on for Halloween that he's not. But I know this much, they're gonna finally win a game. I mean, they've lost, what, 6 in a row? They're going to beat the Panthers because they're playing this kid Young who's just absolutely snake bit.
He stinks. He's so bad. And even that's a big spread. The Saints have been awful for weeks, and even that's at 7 now. They're road favorites of 7 in Carolina as of right now. So how about that?
I think it's at New Orleans, that game.
Game is in Carolina.
All right, game is in Carolina. Well, that thing you just showed said New Orleans.
They are wrong. I am right. I decide around here, I have it in front of me in two places.
We'll still win.
The NFL currently has 10 teams that are 2-5 or worse. Carolina, Jesus. Tennessee, the Patriots, Jets, and Jags would be the top five of the NFL draft if the season ended today. But that list actually goes a lot longer than that, Scotty, in terms of how many bad 2-5 teams that we have. I saw him put that up. We'll stay with it here. The best teams against the spread in the NFL so far this year. Colts. Not the Colts. Changing quarterbacks, but they're 7-1 against the number. Lions are 6-1. Commanders, Broncos, Steelers, Chiefs, Vikings, Bears, Cards, Bills. The best against the spread.
So does that mean we're supposed to take Flacco this week is what that says to me.
I mean, the Vikings are on there too. They're 5-2 against the number. Vikings
that
have been okay.
7-1.
Not 7-1. That's for sure. Very spicy to get involved with. I kind of just like the over there in that game, but I lean to Minnesota. I'm with you. I think Minnesota is going to smash them, to be quite honest with you. Other side of the coin, the worst has the Panthers and the Dolphins at the top, and the Titans. 1-7, 1-6, 1-6. Jets, Cowboys, Rams, Seahawks, Patriots, Browns, Giants, Saints. The worst teams against the spread.
So everybody's betting on the Jets tonight, huh? 2-6
everybody.
Against the spread. 2-6 on the season. They never cover. Watch them win by 2. It's 2 and a hook.
Wow, that would be cruel to everyone. We don't need that.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable.
I guess if you're betting the Texans, it's not going to be cruel. If you get them at 2.5, that'll be a win for you. The best over teams, the Ravens. 7 of their 8 games have been over so far this year. 7 of their 8. Panthers, 6 of their 8. Same with the Bucs. In terms of the under, Chargers, 6 of 7 to the under.
I feel like I'm at the optometrist's office, like on my end here.
It
went from the best against the spread, worst against the spread, and now we get down to the over-unders, and they get smaller with each card that flicks and passes. I'm going to get all new lenses and all new progressives in my glasses. Thank God everyone at home
gets it. You need to get all new ones going there. But, yes, that's because there's so many teams to the over, right? I mean, that's kind of – which is a little surprising to me. But we have had more overs than unders so far this year. So you got a lot of teams pushing to the over, including the bad teams. You know why the bad teams are there, right? Because they suck. That's why the bad teams are always on the over pile. They just can't score any points. So there you go. I don't see the Jets or the Texans. Oh, the Texans are on the underside. 6-2 to the Texans. So maybe an under tonight for the Jets and the Texans on Thursday Night Football. All right, let me give you the AFC now, and we'll come back and I'll give you the NFC after the break. In terms of odds for this, this is through 8 weeks. It's still the Chiefs, plus 195. Ravens, Bills, Texans, Steelers, Bengals, Chargers. Odds to win the AFC. Tickets, most tickets, Chiefs, most money, Ravens.
I believe that, and I still think that, believe it or not, the Steelers have a shot at 14-1 based on their offense has changed dramatically with Wilson. They're spreading it around. They're scoring 30 points plus a game. They have a great defense, a great pass rush, a good secondary. They have it all. They have it all, and only they can screw it up for themselves. They're like the Yankees. Don't screw it up. They got a really good team. And they're in first place in the North. Everyone's betting on the Ravens, and the Steelers are ahead of them, and they're playing them on the 17th of November in Pittsburgh. So we'll see you soon.
They beat the Ravens in that game that you're going to. That number is going to go probably around 7 or 8. That number is going to probably slice in half.
Yep.
If they beat the Ravens in that game. So if you're a Steeler believer, now's the time. Get on board before they beat the Ravens in a few weeks. I'll give you the NFC side when we come back from the break.
14-1 right now. You might as well throw it down now and get it over with.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, in the NFC, for me, it's the Lions.
It's the Lions for me, too, right now. I kind of think that they're head and shoulders better than everyone else, at least so far this year through 8 weeks. They are 3-1 right now as the favorites for the NFC. The Niners, who are 4-4, are the second choice at plus 425. Then the Packers, Eagles, Vikings, Washington has made their way to the board. And then the Falcons. The Lions have the most tickets, 33%. They have the most money, 40%. I'm already starting to see the stories, Scotty. They're starting to build, and they're only going to get worse about all the money that the books are going to lose if the Lions win the Super Bowl this year. They're just going to be taking a major loss if the Lions end up winning it all. What a shame that would be.
Well, I'm all for that happening. I hope they all go broke. How's that sound? I hope the sports bettors clean them out 6 ways till Sunday. I'll tell you what, you look at that board. I'll tell you a couple teams that, you know, you can't ignore the way they're playing. The Eagles and, frankly, the Vikings. Because yeah. The Vikings gave the Lions all they could handle. And they won on a last-second field goal, right? Like, so they had to work to beat them. And that was in Minny, so fair enough. But I'm sure they're going to play him at Ford Field, and we'll find out how good the Lions really are, or if the Vikings are that good that they can go there to Detroit and play them as tough as they did. Because if they do that and succeed and give them a game, at 9-1, they're worth a look. And I'll tell you another team that's worth a look, in my opinion, because of Cousins, it's the Falcons. If they get in as a division winner, let's say they win that division, and you got to play that guy can beat anybody on a Sunday in a wild card game or a divisional game. And then the next thing you know, he's in a title game, and he'll throw for 500 yards, and he'll throw it 60 times. And they mean business. Now, I don't think the rest of that team's that good, but I like their coach. And I like their ability to score and to go for it. So I'm sick and tired of hearing about the San Francisco 49ers. Okay? So I'll take anybody but, literally anybody. And I hate the Eagles. I'll take them too. I'll take anyone except Kansas City and San Francisco. If I watch that Super Bowl again, I don't know what I'm going to do. I may start painting or something. I may swim the Atlantic Ocean. Maybe I'll become a deep sea fisherman, Carver High. I don't know what I'll do. I can't go to another Niner Kansas City Super Bowl week. I just can't do it. I literally, I'm going to need a shrink.
I already gave you the best scenario. The Super Bowl with two teams that have never won before. Detroit and Buffalo. There you go. Two teams that have never won. I mean, it would just be the greatest thing ever. The other Packer-Lion game is actually the first Thursday in December. December the 5th, they're at Ford Field. That's a Thursday night game, so that's the second time they play later this year after this week.
And the Vikings play them again too, right, in Ford Field? Last
game of the season, week 18 in Ford Field. So that's the end. Lions play a lot. Lions got a pretty tough schedule. They got to play the Bills. They got to play the Niners. They got to play the Bears twice still. They have a pretty decent schedule, but I think they're the best team in the NFC along with you. And that's not going to be a problem for them going down the line. Last NFL note for you today. I know how much you love The Simpsons. Monday Night Football is going to air an alternate Simpsons theme broadcast for the Cowboy-Bengal game in Week 14, and considering where those two teams might be by Week 14, you're going to need something to distract you from the game, where those two teams might be by that night.
So, and I think it'll also kick Peyton and Eli's show in the teeth for ratings, like the slime games do.
The slime
and Simpsons will do. And if they ever did a Beavis and Butthead, that would do it too. All of them will knock them right off their perch. Simpsons will kill them.
The Beavis and Butthead game. Somebody's got to cook that up. Get the Beavis and Butthead game.
It'd be the greatest thing going. Ever.
We will come back and get into some college football. We have a lot of games to discuss this week. I know you were stunned to see Liberty lose to Jacksonville State last night while the Yankee game was going on. You missed that Liberty-Jacksonville
State. I told you, they never cover. They never cover, and neither did Western Kentucky. And I want, what's the other one? South Park. They need a South Park NFL
South
game.
South Park NFL game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.